Sometimes it's a vengeful ex-lover, sometimes a thief or a hacker is behind it. Either way, explicit private photos of people keep getting out on the internet. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports lawmakers in Oregon and Washington want to crack down harder on something called revenge porn.
A woman from Seattle says she was mortified just over a year ago to discover naked pictures of herself posted to a revenge porn website. Kim asked that her last name not be used during testimony to a Washington State Senate committee.
There was a tremendous amount of shame and broken relationships.
Among other things, Kim says she and her grandmother stopped talking for 11 months. Kim says she received anonymous threatening phone calls at home after the intimate pictures showed up online.
When I called the police, the response was pretty unremarkable. The response was, well, this is probably just an ex-boyfriend or something. Really, these threats very seldom lead to anything. I wouldn't really worry about it.
Even though the naked photos appeared on a website called myex.com, there was no jilted lover involved. Turns out a computer repair tech who briefly worked on Kim's laptop was behind it. He's in jail now, convicted for cyberstalking and illegally copying the pictures. He was not charged with distributing the naked photos on the internet, and that's what victims call a legal gray area they now want to fix. Democrats and Republicans in Olympia have introduced 4 separate bills to specifically penalize revenge porn to various degrees. In Oregon, State Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum is pushing to make it a misdemeanor. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.